My guest at this time is Irina Grasu. She is the director of the Center for Human Dignity at the Family Research Council here in Washington. We've asked her to comment on the Federal Appeals Court decision out of the Ninth Circuit upholding a new California law that requires pregnancy centers to tell patients how to obtain an abortion. And Irina, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Greg, for having me.
This law was originally, when it was being considered as a piece of legislation, called AB 775, and so that's what a lot of people still refer to it as. Explain exactly what the law requires personnel at these centers to do in informing the patients.
Sure. So the AB 775 requires that licensed medical centers that offer pro-life resources, that they post a disclosure in the centers or on the door of the centers saying that California provides free or low-cost abortion and contraception services. And the disclosure also has to include a phone number for these services. So essentially, it's forcing these centers whose sole existence is to help protect women from the dangers of abortion, and it's forcing them to promote abortion in their own facilities. And so this is a complete disruption and break of First Amendment rights. So first of all, free speech. Second of all, to freedom of religion and the right to object against moral objections, especially since this involves the killing of human beings.
What was the court's rationale?
The court saw that, you know, in California especially, they have the California mandate. They have a quote-unquote right to abortion law, so they see this as part of, this is part of a woman's right to know this. But of course, a woman can know this, and if she was seeking an abortion, she wouldn't be walking through a pregnancy care center. So it's really, this is an infringement of the actual center itself and its mission to show women the dangers of abortion, etc. Now, for pregnancy care centers that give out advice or don't even do any medical any kind of medical service, even they are forced to say that they don't do any medical services such as abortion. So it's just kind of forcing them to be complicit with the state's demands. But this hasn't gone well in other states, so we're hoping that we'll fight it back.
We're talking with Irina Grasu of the Family Research Council. And Irina, from your expertise on this issue, describe the mental state that women are often in when they encounter a crisis pregnancy and they end up at one of these centers. And obviously, it doesn't have to be a crisis pregnancy for this to play an impact with being forced to inform the patients. But how significant could it be for women in that state to hear this and have the state mandate that they hear it?
Well, you know, a woman who's in an unplanned pregnancy, she's already scared. She probably doesn't have very much support either from the father of the baby or her family. And she is looking for solutions to figure out how to keep her baby. And this is an unfortunate overreach of the state, and this is actually in violation of federal law. So this is a complete overreach, completely unconstitutional, and it puts the woman in a situation where it's confusing. If she's going to a pregnancy care center, she's going there because she wants to find solutions to keeping the baby, and then seeing these signs is very confusing. But I think what it does for the workers in these centers is that it forces them to participate in the very thing that they're fighting, and that's the bottom line. This, you know, for example, let's use the example of shop owners who open a shop that is vegan. They don't want anything that's related to animals or meat. And so here it's as if you have California state saying, oh no, okay, you can be vegan, but you have to promote and advertise where people can buy their meat in your shop. And so this goes against moral objections. You wouldn't do this for someone who has a vegan store, and you wouldn't do this either for someone who wants to have kosher food. You wouldn't force them to tell people where they could get non-kosher food. And so we're just talking about basic religious liberty rights of and freedom of speech. These are the issues at hand. And this has been ruled unconstitutional already in Texas, Maryland, and New York, where it's propped up. So we're hopeful that it will be ruled unconstitutional in California as well.
Well, the Ninth Circuit, of course, is the last step before this case would end up at the Supreme Court. And obviously, it's a California statute, so I don't know that the Supreme Court could necessarily extrapolate that to the whole country. But are you worried, whether it's through this case or this movement, that this could end up in other states as well?
Yes, I mean, we see this all over. Actually, in Washington State, a different kind of case was where the Stormans, the pharmacy case, they did not want to provide contraceptives and abortion-inducing drugs and devices in their pharmacy. And so in Washington State, they fought this, and they lost. And it went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court did not want to make any ruling on it. So the Washington decision stands. And so this is, again, this is an encroachment into religious freedom. There were 30 different pharmacies within a five-mile radius of this pharmacy, so there was no need for this one particular pharmacy to provide any of these drugs and devices that they found objectionable. It's just a matter of, we see that the continued encroachment on religious freedom, and we have to push back.
Arena, in looking at this case, those on the other side may say, well, it's interesting that the pro-life side is upset with the state forcing these pregnancy centers to offer this disclosure and provide this information, when at the same time, often pro-life advocates are pushing for requiring an ultrasound before an abortion, or parental or spousal notification, or adoption options and so forth. So is there any sort of inconsistency there, or is it consistent?
Well, we see that with the pregnancy care centers, they offer information. So, for example, and options. And so a woman may walk out of the pregnancy care center and still get an abortion. But at least the pregnancy care center is there to tell her, hey, here are the risks of having an abortion. Here's what could happen to your cervix or your uterus or psychological risks. And hey, you have other options. If you want to keep your child, we'll help you with whatever medical or any kind of financial needs you might have. And if you can't keep your child, but you'd like to, to place your child up for adoption, there are options. Pregnancy care centers tell women the truth. Tell the woman, and what we see with Planned Parenthood and other places, and this is why we want there to be informed consent. We want there to be those types of restrictions on Planned Parenthood, where they hide the truth from women. They don't want them to see the ultrasounds. They will turn the screen away. And as I've learned from talking with former Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson, she talked about how women, once they're in the Planned Parenthood room about to get the abortion, if the woman changes her mind, Planned Parenthood trains their staff on how to keep her in the room. And so how is that choice? And so I would ask this court, will you require the same of Planned Parenthood facilities to say, if you would like to keep your child, please send them to this pregnancy care center? You know, that's the kind of thing that would Planned Parenthood would not want, you know, to promote life and to promote the pregnancy care centers that look to save both the woman and the child.
Are the pregnancy centers still allowed to discourage abortion? In other words, as much as the state is intending this for another purpose, could it be used as a natural way to steer the conversation into why an abortion would be a bad decision?
From what I could tell, it's just forcing them to promote abortion and abortion services in their facilities, which goes against, like I said, the very grain and mission of what pregnancy care centers are designed to do, which is to help the mother and the child in unplanned pregnancy. But what it will do, it affects a number of pregnancy care centers. There are about 150 and then 74 that are state licensed with the ultrasound. So essentially, it's trying to drive out pregnancy care centers from California, because if a pregnancy care center is going to have to promote abortion, a lot of them may close their doors. And this is a tragedy for women in California who are looking for help, who are looking for answers, who are looking for the truth. And so this is where it's getting to. Either you do what the state of California tells you, or we're going to force you to close your doors.
Last question, Arena, and you talked about this a little bit at the beginning of our conversation, but we're obviously in a culture right now where more and more we're being told we can't say certain things. This is the flip side of this. This is essentially being forced to say something that you strongly disagree with. So talk about the significance of that.
Well, we're going to be asked to stand up for our religious freedoms, even in time of persecution and even civil and criminal prosecution, as we're going to see. We're not there yet, but we see that our religious freedoms are being stamped upon by the left, and this is very dangerous. And so we need Christians and everyone who respects the freedom of religion in this country, which is what our country was founded upon, to stand up for our rights to believe and to freely practice what we believe without being told, whether it's in the case of these pregnancy care centers that are asked to promote abortion, or in the case of cake bakers or photographers who are asked to participate in a same-sex marriage to some extent. We need to respect the rights of religious freedom and religious and basically moral objection, or if not, we're going to see a completely different country.
Irina, we'll call time there. Thank you very much for your time and your insights today.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Irina Grassu is Director of the Center for Human Dignity at the Family Research Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.